This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's physician, Sean Conley, says the president tested negative for the coronavirus. Trump had been in close proximity to a member of the Brazilian delegation who subsequently tested positive. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is close to President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
Seven weeks.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed Saturday the United States is broadening its European travel ban by adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The Vice President said Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban but would face screening when they get home.
Again, Americans in the U.K. or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the Secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and process.
Earlier this week, the United States announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the EU's border-free travel zone, that does not include Britain and Ireland. France and Spain both took drastic measures Saturday to fight the coronavirus. France will close most shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues. Spain will quarantine most of its population.